I guess he wasn't going to leave them in the middle of nowhere. Much as he was taking them with him. Okay. Okay. So who's the chosen? Remember that tinnik. So now the chosen are the bris. The bris acts as a way, his way to become attached to Klal Yisrael. So that's like a element of chitun. But shari mimenu l'ragla.
Literally, then, what does
chitun
mean?
In this pasuk.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the word means connected, but that's the idea. You do use the word referring to it's such a type of usage. I'm not pulling out the phrase. The Mor says that all the leftover was raglo. So raglo over here is being a clean way to say makam amila. Can see, but also raglo. So makam amila is sometimes referred to as the leg. Shemra harif many harif me'af as avchem. Mershim said, leave them. Klamer hakadosh baruch hu. Mershim told Moshe shayazvim, let go of them. Amar roitz ha'yel harga means Moshe wanted to do something to them. Shemrachema only Alma Nerag. Chema he was able to remove. Gulderachema, Chel Shalchema, the Chayo, the legions. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Gedolah Mila Shein Lachom Mishin Isasik Bemitzus Ka Avraham Avinu, Lo Nikra Tomim Elal Shema Mila. So the greatness of Mila is expressed in the fact that Moshe is. Avram is considered Sholem only through Milu. The Gears of the Mishnah and the Ein Yaakov has Rebbe saying the last phrase, and then this phrase actually is Rebbe Meir. But I'm not sure that the Ein Yaakov changes it over here. Shenemar, he's Alech Lefanai Vayesamim. Uksiv Etna Brisi Beniyu Benecha. The Pasuk Tanya says referring to Bris. Davar Acher. Gedala Milu Shkula Kenega Kola Mitzis. Shibatara. Mila is greatness is expressed in the fact that all of the mitzvahs are is compared to all of the mitzvahs. Shenemar ki al pi advar me'ela kirati chabris v'es Yisrael. So on this matter, I've given bris. So this matter, the pi advar me'ela is referring to the Torah. And then it says kirati chabris is referring to the Mila.
That too.
The world cannot continue. Shenemar imla bishu yemavlad lechuk shemayim boritz loy samti. The more pliga the Rebbe Elazar, this pshat that we're saying over here in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Is not like Rebbe Elazar. Don't remember Rebbe Elazar. The mila gedolah Torah. Shemwali Torah and his Kamash Shemayim Boritz, the Pasuk is referring to the bris of Torah. That having, without Torah, Lord his Kamash Shemayim Boritz, Shemayim Lord Bishu Yom Ralei Lechuk Shemayim Boritz L'Samti. So that's how he understands the Pasuk. It's not referring to Mila, it's referring to Limit HaTorah.
What's the Laila here? Is the fact that Torah is a bris that stays within Yom Ralei, you know, also at life, if the mitzvah's not at night.
The bris is a constant expression. If the bris would not be constantly yom and laila, chukas shemayim v'la'aretz lo samti. Right, so the yom and laila is the idea of the element of being constant. So this on this the Reb Chaim Volozhin, when he quotes this Reb Elazar, he brings other sources for this, but he brings a Zohar maybe that says that if there would be a moment in the Bria where there was no person, not even one person learning Torah, the world would go back to Tohu Vavohu. So when he started his yeshiva, he had shifts, he had learning shifts, because this way he'd guarantee. He had learning shifts. There was a night shift because they would learn through the night. And Motzei Yom Kippur, he took the learning shift. After Yom Kippur, he sat down to learn. Everybody else was going to eat, so he sat down to learn for a few hours to make sure somebody was learning then. Till the nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have Australia, right? So when we're sleeping, Australia's up. Okay. Omer Rav Yehuda Merab, B'shoah Shomer L'Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham Avinu, Hizalech L'Fanai V'Yesamim. When the Baruch Hashem told Avraham, become Tamim, Achazos Ra'ada, he trembled. Omer Shema Yesh B'Davar Meguna. That the Baruch Hashem is like coming and saying, you know, I would like you to become a Tamim. You should start walking in front of me and become a Tamim. Like, what is it doing till now? Apparently I've been doing something wrong. Once the Bershom told him that he was referring to the Maisa Briz, so now he relaxed. He cooled off. So the words referring to the Torah, Karati Chabris, I've had the reason why I have that is because of the bris. Okay. Okay, maybe this is the next piece. Now it's not referring to the meal anymore, it's referring to Brisbane of Asorim. Reshem took Avraham Avinu outside. So what's that referring to? Omer Lefanav. Ibn Shalom, Avraham said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the master of the world, he sakalti b'mazel shali. I looked at my mazel, and there's a gift over here which says, V'ein li ben acher ela yishmol. I have Ishmael already. I'm not able to have another child. I'm not going to have another child. Amaloi, when you say chutz, the Rishon took him outside. Say mitagninus shalcha, in mazal Yisrael. Do not look at your astrology to see what your future is going to be. Amar b'yitzchak kol matamim atzmai, kadosh baruch hu matamim imai. A person acts with tamimus, without worrying about how the future is going to play out, he just trusts the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Bereshim acts the same way to him. Shema im chasid tis chazod, im gover tomim titamom. Bereshim is noig with a gover tomim with a midah of tamimus. Amar Parshia kolam tamim atzmai. A person acts with tamimus with a midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He trusts the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't worry to try and predict and control the future. So Shah Medisla, the Bereshim will give him a good response. That moment that he does that will be good for him. It'll stand well in his stead. Shemar, he's left of Embiyasamim, Maksiva Hayisa La'av Hamayin Gayim. Amar Rebbe Levi, Klamanachish, a person who instead tries to find ways to predict what's going to be, etc., and uses nichush. So loy nachash, he will have nachash. So shenemar ki loy nachash v'yakov, there will be lashon lamed vav. For him, there will be nachash. Where it says, what do you mean? Well, lamed aleph ksiv. It's written not. It's not written. It's for him with the vav. The Mor says, you're right. El Mishul Mida Kneged Mida. Tani Abba Bered the Rebbe Zera, Kol Odom Sheinu Menachesh, Menichu Nesob Mechitza, Shefil Malach Yashoriz, En Yechalom Likonis Besoicha. Shenemer kilo nachash b'Yaakov. Since in Klal Yisrael there aren't the people do not search out the nichush melakesem Yisrael or the different types of magic to find out what's going on in the future. The pasuk continues. It says, "Case Yerel Yaakov Yisoma Paul Kel." The Malachim, like Rashi says in Chumash, ask Klal Yisrael, "What is Rishon doing?" I mean, Klal Yisrael is closer in. The Malachim have to ask Klal Yisrael, "What's going on?" Okay, at the end of that thought, let's leave the round for next week.